All right, appreciate everybody coming in. This is the January 2025 meeting of the WPFW Local Station Board. And I will have, I'm the chairman of the board for the ensuing year, Kamau Harris, and I'll have our secretary, Ellen Carter, call the roll. Ellen.
Okay, one second. Irene? Irene? Does anyone see her? I don't see her. Verna?
I don't see her.
Present.
Wayne? Wayne? Not here yet. Michael? Bill Curtis?
I'm here, Ellen.
Violetta, I saw her.
Yeah, here.
Vanessa?
I'm here.
Susan? Robert? I saw him. He's here. Craig Green? Craig Green? Kamau, you're here. Michael Hirsch.
I'm Julie here. Hewitt. I'm here. Sorry.
Julie Hewitt. Arthur Hyland.
Hi, I'm here.
David.
Here.
Ambrose. He said he's going to be late. I think Camus
correct.
Got the message. Okay. Tony? Tony? Mariah?
Tony's coming in now. Sorry about that. He's coming in now.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Hello?
Ron Pinchback. Eric said
him.
He won't be able to make it. He excused absence. He sent the email. Minerva.
Present.
Michelle.
Present.
Wanda.
Here.
And Dennis.
I am here.
Okay. Anyone here from Irene? Is she in yet?
She's trying to log in now. This is Minerva and Ellen. I think Eric sent something back that said he would be logging into the meeting.
Okay, so he's not. He is going to be here. Okay.
Right.
All right, because he said that he wouldn't be maybe. Okay. Susan. Susan, Julie, did I hear something from her?
This is Pat. I signed on late, Pat Thomas.
Thank you.
Julie. Okay, so, and I haven't heard anything from Julie. Craig Green? Craig Green?
All right.
And this is Jeanette Pinkney.
I'm sorry, who's
Hello?
That?
This is Jeanette Pinkney. I have audio only. I'm having an issue with my laptop, so I'm on my phone.
Not a problem. We're calling the roll. We'll get to you shortly. Thank you. Yep.
I don't know if you
all
called
right,
Tony.
Ellen.
Tony is here.
Okay. Thank you.
Ellen, let me double check with you. I have Wayne Bruce, Michael Byfield, Craig Green, Julie Hewitt, Ron Pinchback, absent. Is that correct? Oh, we got a couple coming in. Hold on.
Wait a minute. You said you have them absent.
That's who I'm calling off. I'm calling off the folks that I have down as absent.
Okay. So who? All right. Wayne.
I have Wayne Bruce.
Absent.
Craig Green.
Craig Green, absent.
And that's going to be it because the others have joined. Let me just okay. finish up for you. So,
Ron Pinchback, did you?
Correct. There you go. Ron should be here.
Okay.
Did you also call Eric? I'm showing him. It's when
we have him.
Okay.
And Irene joined in late, but I'm here.
Thank you.
Wayne Bruce here.
Okay.
I think we have everybody except Craig Green then. Okay. Is that what you have, Ellen? Let's double check.
Yes. I don't okay. have, let me see, Craig Green. I have him absent.
Okay.
Okay, Wayne Bruce is here, though. Yeah.
That's correct.
Here.
So the only one is Craig Green is absent.
Right. All right. Thank you so much, Ellen, for that. So with that roll call, we have one absent, one notification that they'll be late. So I think we need to go ahead and because they didn't get in touch with myself or Ellen ahead of time, we need to make sure there's a motion to excuse that absence. Anyone want to make a motion to excuse Mr. Green?
Why?
It's arbitrarily done, Mr. Chair.
Sorry?
It's done arbitrarily unless there's an unless there's three more than three consecutive.
I move to excuse Mr. Green.
And I second Great. It. This is Minerva.
Thank you so much. Any opposition? Hearing none. Excused absence.
Yeah. Mr. Chair.
And somebody.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll raise my hand.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes, Tony.
Since Mr. Green is a new board member, maybe the secretary should advise him of the attendance policy and how he should go about notifying when he's going to be excused. Not just him, but all the new board members.
Yeah, no, for sure. They'll be notified of that procedure. We'll have Ellen send it out. Thank you. All right. Thank you for that. We had minutes that went out earlier, probably about, I guess, two or three weeks ago now. So are there any opposition to the minutes as presented by Ellen?
Okay, Mr. Chair, this is Minerva. There was a motion that is not included in the minutes. And I had sent something back earlier to I think it was to you and the secretary to ask. This was when Eric Ramey wanted to be added as part of the election. And it was voted on. And that information should also be included. It's a motion. And I don't see it.
All right. We'll add that to the minutes and get it updated and back out to everybody. Is there any other objection to the minutes as presented? All right. Hearing none, we'll update those and have them back to the members. So for tonight's meeting, the agenda is as follows. It's our roll call. Approval of agenda and minutes. We need to have our program director report. Development Director report and our Interim General Manager report. We'll have a Finance Committee report. We'll have a preparation for our voting. We'll be voting tonight on our National Board Directors, for our Relocation Committee, and for our Management and Assessment and Search Committee. We'll have our community comment that begins promptly at 8 o'clock. After that, we'll have our voting for the directors. We'll have our seating for the program committee. We'll have our seating for the community outreach committee. We'll be hearing from candidates for treasurer for the finance committee and seating for that committee. We'll have our voting and seating for the relocation committee, and then our voting and seating for the management and search committee. We'll have our new business discussions related to goals for 2025, a motion on the grievance procedure, and some old business kind of mixed in with the new business related to the parliamentarian action items, and we'll try to adjourn at 10:45. Is there any additions, subtractions, oppositions to the agenda as read? Minerva, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Chair, in this agenda, you identify that elections or something for the different committees, and it was my understanding per the bylaws that as of tonight, we would not be able to vote on committees because the committees have not met to I need to find out where in the bylaws it says that we vote on committees in the LSB meeting. The procedure has been that we do vote, as you stated, for the PMB, and then for the other committees, they meet and they identify those who are on the committee and identify who the officers are. And is there something that has changed? And those names have been brought forward in February. And am I missing something here, or can you give a little bit more detail?
Absolutely. We have two things going on. So there are a series of committees that are going to be limited in their membership. Those are going to require voting. That's the Relocation Committee, Management and Search. Then, of course, we always vote on our directors. The other committees are just the seating. Those who have identified themselves as wanting to be a part of either program, community outreach, finance, we will identify those delegates tonight and make sure Ellen has that as a firm list of the individuals that want to participate in those committees going forward. So there's no voting there, but it's an identification of those members who want to participate. That's what the seating means.
Okay. And then as we come to the part for the PMB election, I just saw something that stated that no individual can serve on the PMB more than 5 consecutive terms. Has it been verified by the secretary that none of those individuals running to be on the PMB have served the 5 terms or more than the 5 terms? This is my first time hearing this, but I did find the information on it. Can that be answered before we get into electing for the PMB?
Let me understand what your question is. You said you heard from somebody or you read somewhere that you could not serve more than 5 consecutive terms.
Okay. It says no PMB member can serve more than 5 consecutive terms. And this was something that just came out from individuals on the PMB to ask us to be sure at all of our stations as we do these elections that we don't have any individuals running for the PMB that have served 5 consecutive terms. So that was that's what I'm asking. Has that been checked by the secretary so that we know everyone that's running there's no one that served 5 consecutive terms?
All right, let's just make sure that we're all on the same page. Could you give the citation and the bylaws for that? Just so we're all on the same page. I mean, I trust what you're saying, but you're making it's quite a big update to what we're trying to do tonight. So just to make sure we're all clear. Yep. Is there a citation in the bylaws for that?
You're looking for it now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'll go forward until you come back. Vanessa.
All right, my understanding is that it's 6 consecutive terms, not 5.
And Vanessa, are you familiar with the citation and the bylaws for that?
I'd have to look for the citation, but this was an issue that was discussed at great length on P&B. I think it was 2 years ago when there were delegates, LSB delegates, who had fulfilled their 6-year terms, but the P&B extended it for them to serve another year. So all of the discussion was based on the limitation being 6 years, not 5.
Okay. I'll wait while Member Sanders finds the citation. I'll move on to Robert and then Dennis.
And she said that she would do her best.
Okay. I had to unmute myself. Thanks, Kamau. I'm going to read this language. I had a copy of the bylaws open on my computer. So I'm going to read this language. If Minerva, you know, comes up with something that she thinks contradicts that, then, you know, certainly believe she should have the opportunity to say that. But I'm looking at page 10, the bottom of page 10 of the Pacifica bylaws, section 8, delegates, terms of office, term limits. A delegate's term of office shall be 3 years beginning in December. A delegate may serve a maximum of 2 consecutive 3-year terms and in no event more than 6 consecutive years. A delegate shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of the delegate's second consecutive 3-year term. So that's what I see. And if, you know, Minerva has something else in the bylaws that contradict that, you know, let's hear what she has to say. But that appears to be what she's talking about, and it appears to confirm what I think was Vanessa just said.
Point of order. I'm looking at page 10 myself. I don't see what year we're talking about.
It's at the bottom of the page.
No.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Everybody.
All right.
Hold on. Member Gordon had the floor. He's made a statement. He's saying that he's found a section in the bylaws related to term limits. I'm going to move to Dennis, then Irene, and then Ellen. All right, in that order. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, somebody has just put in the chat, it's in Article 5. It's the part about the board of directors, not the delegates. And that says 5 years. The point I wanted to make is, since we do need to do this tonight, I don't know what resources the secretary would have to research everybody's history during the meeting. Why don't we just go through and ask the candidates if they have already served at least 5 years, and if anybody wants to challenge that, they can. But I don't see any better way because we need to do this tonight. That's also in the bylaws.
That is correct. Thank you, Dennis. Irene.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what year of the Pacifica bylaws Robert was looking at, because the version that I had on page 10 didn't have that, but I found it where I found Dennis's citation in Article 5. I think we should use the article and not the page number when we're doing the citations for the bylaws.
Well, how many different years of the bylaws, if I may ask you, Irene, are there?
The most recent one is July 27, 2020. There was one in 2016 as well, but they were amended and ratified for July 27, 2020.
Thank you. Ron, go ahead. Mr. Pinchback, going once.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else who who served, five or even, or six consecutive years on this board. I know for myself, I had to set out a year, because of, term limitations. And this would be my final year, to serve on the LSB. So, yeah, like I said, I don't know how you're going to, you know, get into the weeds on this. If any of these board members running for office, like I say, 5 years is a pretty long time. So unless somebody comes up and fesses up or something like that, you know, it's, you know, the records, you know, we can't provide the records this, at this late date. And by the way, it was a PNB chair, Susan Young, that sent out a memo or email, about this issue. Make sure that, you know, delegates running for various positions, do not exceed the 5-year limit.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll have a decision to make on this and we can move forward. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, the distinction between 6 years and 5 years is very important. So, we need verification on this.
Absolutely. Thank you. Vanessa.
Okay. So my understanding was always 6 years. Like I said, there was extensive discussion about this on the PNB, year before last. And, Julie at that time was at 6 years. So we're several other, LSB delegates across the country, and it was extended for an additional year. I am in my fifth year. This would be my fifth year. I believe I'm the only candidate that this 5-year rule would apply to. It's also possible that there may be some sort of a discrepancy, in the bylaws, with regard to what Robert read versus, the other language. Again, my understanding has always been 6 years.
Okay. All right. So what we'll do, I do like, Dennis's suggestion. If we could, Ellen, narrow down the membership, and I think we should be able to do this, find the members who are in their second consecutive 3-year term and then the last year of that second three-year term. That would be the only individuals that would be subject to this constraint or this application of the bylaws. There aren't any other individuals. They'd have to be in their second, third year term and be in the last year of that term in order for this to apply. So I think that should narrow down quite a few of us. If you could do that, Ellen. And while in the meantime, we're going to move forward. I think that was the only issue we had. Member Sanders was asking about the voting. Are there any other, there's no change there to the agenda, just discussion around voting. Are there any other changes?
I got a question.
Or updates to the bylaws?
I got a question, Mr. Chair.
Is that a hand, or I see two hands. I see Vanessa and William. Who's that talking?
William is Bill Curtis. William is Bill Curtis.
Bill Curtis.
Yeah.
Bill Curtis. Okay. Go ahead.
You let Vanessa go first, please.
No, mine was a legacy hand. It was still up from previously.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your floor, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. All I wanted to ask was, well, just in terms of Dennis made a distinction between LSB delegates being 3 years, 3 years, then you sit out a year. But when you're talking about PNB, there was a different citation for that. It sounds like we are resting on the LSB interpretation as it relates to the PNB representatives. I just need clarification on that, if you could.
I hear consecutive as it has to be uninterrupted. The only way you can serve on this body, go ahead. You said no, Dennis? Go ahead.
No, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Minerva. In this, what I think you were saying in the citation has to do with participation on the PNB.
Correct.
You can't be a director on the national board for more than 5 consecutive years.
Correct.
Obviously, you would have had to be an LSB delegate in order to be voted on to that.
Correct.
And I think Vanessa's right that she's the only one who's been a PNB director for more than 2 years at this point.
Exactly 5 years.
And so it would only be a question of how long has she been on, but nobody else has been on national anywhere close to 5 consecutive years.
Thanks for that clarification. Yep. That is pretty good.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right. Are your hands legacy hands or everybody's popping up?
Are you speaking to
me? Is your legacy hand?
Yeah, I'm putting mine down.
Okay. Minerva, go ahead.
Okay. Yes. And I did reach back to get more information. And for Vanessa, it's shown she served 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. So that would be 5 years on the PNB.
What is your pleasure?
Are you asking me what is the pleasure? Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Then we have to go with what the bylaws say. If the person has served the 5 years on the PNB, then that would not make them eligible to be considered tonight to return to the PNB.
What's your motion?
So I move that
we have a situation now where we have no motion is. But go ahead.
Chair, point of personal privilege, please.
Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, I'm a big proponent consistently in following the bylaws. If that's what the bylaws says, then I will abide by that. It would be nice for the people who want to stick to the bylaws when they want to stick to the bylaws to be consistent about that and do it all the time, not just when it's something that they feel strongly about. So I withdraw my nomination. It has been a privilege and a pleasure to serve as a PNB director for the past 5 years. And I wish the greatest of luck to the people who are running. It's very challenging. It's very time consuming. It's very important. So I hope that everyone votes very carefully. And I'm hoping, as is my own point, that you elect people to the extent possible who believe in autonomy of the LSB and that not being eroded by the PNB. So thank you for the privilege of having served.
Thank you, Vanessa, so much for that. Appreciate it. Hey.
Come on, Al.
Minerva, are you finished?
No, I'm not finished, but what I would like to share with everyone here tonight is serving on the PNB last year was my first year doing so. And as long as I've been on this board, whether it's LSB or PNB, I've always raised issues and asked questions. This information that I just shared was, and Ron has seen it, I just saw that probably about 30 minutes ago. So I understand what Vanessa is saying, but it's implying that there are people running for the position that do not want to see the station do the things it should be doing and are only for the PNB. And I would say that I think that's very unkind. I'm going to use that word because that is not my motive at all. It's let's stay in line with what we're supposed to be doing. Thank you.
Okay, hold on now. Vanessa did not mention anybody's name, so I don't think we need to actually feel compelled to respond to something in a personal manner. So let's just move forward with the agenda. Is everybody comfortable with the agenda? Because we're going to move forward now. We're still stuck on approval here. Verna, Robert, yes. And then we're going to move. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like a little bit more clarification. It sounds like that law, that bylaw says you cannot serve more than 5 years. If this is her fifth year, then she should be entitled and qualified to serve this year if she's voted back on. Now, if it says not more than 5 years, then we need to, if we're going to honor the bylaws, then we have to honor the strictest wording of the bylaws. What does it say? Does it say not more than 5 years, or does it say you can't serve 5 years? Somebody please answer that.
Chair, may I, if it's okay?
I've got.
You want to answer that? Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Come out.
Yeah, you're up next, and then I'll go to Vanessa. Go ahead.
Okay. I went to the Pacifica website to take a look, and I'm going to read the language that, you know, and thanks, Irene, for directing my attention to Article 5. It says Article 5, Board of Directors in the Foundation, Section 2, Term. The term of a director shall be 1 year. A director may serve no more than 5 consecutive 1 year terms. A director shall not be eligible for further service as a director until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of a director's 5th consecutive 1 year term. So what I read appears to be incorrect if what we're talking about are directors, and the more experienced members would know that, and I defer to them if that's the reality of it, and that is what the language says. And I guess everybody here that has the capability can go to the Pacifica website and, you know, check it out for themselves. They have an indexed version that you click the link and it'll take you right to the specific language. And that's the first provision of Article 5.
So not more than 5 years.
Here, I'll read it again. A director may serve no more than 5 consecutive 1 year terms. A director may serve no more than 5 consecutive 1 year terms.
So, Chair, may I respond?
Thank you.
Yes, you are up. Go ahead, and then okay. We're coming to Michael. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. So, Verna, I appreciate your journalistic instincts that you want to get to the bottom of the matter and make sure that we're interpreting the language appropriately. I've checked with my own expert, and it is confirmed that it is a 5-year limit. They said I always thought it was 6 years, probably based on the language that Robert read, which was then applied to the PNB. I have served 5 1-year terms. And so, like I said, I consistently, abide by the bylaws. It's our legal obligation as a board locally and nationally. And so if I am, not qualified based on the service I've already given, to serve another year, then I accept that, but I do appreciate you're trying to make sure that we're interpreting the language correctly.
Well, let me just say, I for one sincerely appreciate your service on the PNB for those 5 years. And hopefully we can get someone else that is willing to step up and serve in a similar manner. Thank you so much, Vanessa,
for your
dedication and hard work on the PNB.
You are very kind. Thank you.
All right. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. But they are the bylaws. And we should stick to them. I have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. The hands that are up, is this related to the agenda? If it's related to the matter we just closed, please put your hands down. We don't need to continue with that. We need to move forward in the agenda.
Mine is related to the agenda.
Okay, so Michael, is yours related? Because you're before Irene. Can't hear you, sir. You're on mute. You're on mute. You're on mute. You're on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine is related to the fact that we took so much time bickering when Dennis made a very common sense recommendation that we could have solved. And you alluded to that. So if we're going to continue like this, we're never going to get to the real business. We're in a crisis as a radio station. We don't have a home.
Is this related to the agenda, my brother? I'm sorry about what just happened, but I'm sorry about my rant.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry about my rant. I'm getting it, okay? My apologies.
I hear you. Thank you. No worries. Irene.
Related to the agenda, could I ask the chair to appoint a timekeeper? I'm a little bit in agreement with Michael. We waste a whole lot of time going back and forth. Let's put a time limit on these subjects, because going back and forth in these random rants and flowering appreciation and stuff is wasting a lot of time. We're in a crisis.
Like the one that you're doing now. So let's stop
exactly.
with that. Time,
exactly. Yes, exactly. But I'm asking that you, I ask the question respectfully.
Irene, the agenda has time on there. If you see it, there are times related to each subject. If you were asking for a timekeeper for each person speaking, we traditionally start that and do that after we hear from a report. So we will do that. We will limit, as we always do, to a minute, 30 seconds. All right? And so is anyone willing to step up and be a timekeeper?
I can be one.
I see my vice chair is willing to do it. My vice chair has raised his hand, so we'll take care of it for us. Any other things related to the agenda? All right. Hearing none. Do we have our program director here this evening? Katia Stitt, are you available?
I'm right here, Mr. Chair. Happy New Year to everyone.
Excellent. Yes. Let's hear from you and share what you have for us. Thank you.
Okay. Was someone else speaking? Did I miss something? Okay.
Good to go. Someone was just saying Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, my report will be brief this evening, partially because I was on real vacation and I just got back last night and I'm back at work today. And I just want to give a few updates. One, the most important thing is that we have a home at Eckington Place. We have a beautiful studio and our programmers are settling in. We've had some hiccups, but that's to be expected whenever you move into someone else's home in terms of just access. But it seems like it'll be a very formidable fit moving forward. So Eckington Place is up and running. I'm reporting on this again just because I know I say in my report, and forgive me for not having a written report today. As I said, I got back last night and today was just consumed with other work. And I will submit a written report to you. But I want to go back to the app for a minute. We are still working to get that up. It's out of our hands. When I say ours, I mean mine or WPFW staff right now. There are two things, that we need to, address, to finish the process. One is that Google Play, so the app can be on the Google Play Store and on the Apple Store, basically. For the Google Play Store, our last piece is to verify the URL of the organization, which is WPFW. And, we thought that Otis had embedded the link correctly so that we could do that, but in fact it's not. So we're still working to get that done so they can verify our website. With the Apple development, it's a little more complicated in that it has to be, instead of someone locally, it has to be Stephanie, who they will transfer as the ED. They'll transfer the Apple development. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the thing. Registration to Stephanie as the agent for Pacifica. So we're in the process of getting them information that they need from her to finish that process. So again, we can put it up in the Apple, in the store that's on an iPhone. So we are still working on that. Our social media campaign is still going. It's been very successful working with Quadjo. We have increased our followers. We're hoping that will lead to increased listenership as well as membership. And Mukhi will speak more about this, but we are blessed to now have him for the entire year, which will be a really, it'll be a game changer for WPFW. Many of you who know social media know that when you start, it takes some time to ramp up. But once you, you get a rhythm going, once you are consistent with your messaging, your imaging, things can really help to exponentially help to increase not only the size of, in our case, our listenership, but also the size of our donations. We're looking forward to that. Just briefly to move back for a minute, to go back for a minute, we had a number of special programs at the end of the year that we did. We did a remembrance of Bill Lucy and a day centering the Black Workers Movement. That was December 16th, a successful day of programming. Then we followed that up with Wednesday, December 18th, with From the Pen of Q, which was a Quincy Jones retrospective and tribute. Finally, that same week, we did a tribute to Nikki Giovanni and Amiri Baraka, who turned 90 this year, last year rather, called Truth is on the Way. We also had our Christmas Day programming. We want to thank Texas Fred, Helen Vixnins, Scooter Magruder, and Donald Temple for that. And we had our annual New Year, New Jazz, which is produced by Willard Jenkins every year, where it is a survey of best, or what we feel is our, some of our favorite jazz recordings issued in 2024, favorite performances issued in 2024, and of course, paying homage to ancestors. Coming up, we have the 20th, which is both MLK Day this year, as well as the inauguration. We're in a bit of a, well, we're planning special programming around MLK and the inauguration. There are a few things up in the air in terms of if we'll be able to cover any live protests. There is a Women's March, or the Women's March, people have called for a march on the 18th, which we would like to cover, but we're still waiting on details for that. And at one point in time, Code Pink called for a demonstration on Inauguration Day, and we've been in touch with both entities, and right now Code Pink is not sure how they're going to move forward on the 20th. We also have a wonderful opportunity with Andy Shalal in that he has offered us tickets to the Peace Ball, which is the ball that's happened now, I think, 3 years at the for inauguration. And he's offered us, he's donated tickets to us that we can hopefully offer to major donors for $1,000 each. He's offered us 10 tickets, and the retail is $350. And every year, the Peace Ball sells out. Every year that it's done, which is inauguration years, it sells out. So we're hoping that will help us along. We also have another partnership with Friends of the Congo in that we want to show a soundtrack to a coup. We want to partner with them to do that. It would be it would be a co-partnership. We're hoping at the Avalon Theater, so we're working on that. We also have an organization that's called Nature Forward that is doing basically Blacks and environmentalism, and they have a major conference coming up in March, and we are partnering with them on that. We'll start helping them with promotion, and this is a paid partnership, so they donated $3,000 to WPFW. The woman that heads it up, Lisa Goodnight, is a member supporter of WPFW, and she thought that partnering with WPFW would be really excellent for their organization. So we'll start embarking on that. I'm going to leave it there unless anyone has, and take questions, because I feel like I'm close to my 10 minutes.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Katia, for your report. I'll take a stack. Are there any questions for the program director? Bill, go ahead.
Before you start, am I timing? Am I timing, folks? Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right.
Cool. 90 yeah, seconds. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Bill. I apologize.
No problem. Hey, Katia, I want to compliment. First of all, I heard a program today which I was pleasantly pleased with. It dealt with the disability community.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say that was eye-opening for me, and I'm sure for other listeners. But my question is, for the Apple and for Google apps, is there a charge for that? And my other question is, that you can address is, on MLK Day, Inauguration Day, I know some folks in Baltimore who are in NAN, and NAN is converging on DC, and they're going to meet at, they're going to march from somewhere and meet at the church, I think it's Metropolitan AME, where Frederick Douglass was buried. So that's an event also, in addition to Code Pink and the other, you know, progressive, organizations. So you may want to look into that as well. That may complement us a little better, possibly, on that day as a juxtaposition, between, the inauguration of the 47th and, MLK Day, which is very ironic that it falls on the same day. Those are my questions, if you could answer those, and my compliment.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so happy you heard that program on ableism. I learned that term from someone who is technically disabled, who has been on our air a few times and done specials around ableism. So I'm glad that you're pleased by that. And thank you for the heads up on NAN. Do you know if it's, well, we can talk offline, but if you have any information you could send me, that would be great. I was going to ask you if you know if it's National Action Network or a local chapter. So
it's national, just briefly, and we can talk offline as well, but it's national. I mean, there's a NAN chapter here in Baltimore that I'm involved with.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
And other places are converging on DC that day. It's not right.
I think there'll be a number. The question is, will they all work together? Which would be lovely for us, right? Because we're covering then one big thing, which is the best. But any information you could share with me in the meantime, so I can follow up, would be great. Thank you for that information. The app itself does not cost anything. Some of you might remember that we had an app before the pandemic that did quite well, actually. And then the company that created the app for us went out of business for a while, I guess, because of the pandemic. And then they reached out to us, I guess, about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, saying that, listen, we will not charge you for building the app. And they did not charge us back then. It was supposed to be a profit sharing thing. So we were not charged for the building of the app back then. It was Zeno Media. And so since we already have the app, they said, we won't charge you for, obviously you have an app, for building it or refurbishing it. You'll only be charged a monthly charge, which I believe is $49. And this is standard, right, with any app. It's not the Google Play Store or the Apple Store that charges you. It is actually the entity that is hosting your app, doing all the upgrades to your app. You know, anything that the app needs, they do. So in our case, at Zeno Media. So they charge us $49 a month for that. And then we also are in the app. The app has a feature where we can upload podcasts of our programs, because I know people have talked about us being able to podcast. This is a really convenient way because everything can be there. People can listen there, but they can also appointment listen to their favorite programs. We have slots in the package that we have for 5 shows, and they can rotate when I say 5 shows. So we can have, you know, a month of like What's at Stake, To the East, Africa Now, etc., for 1 month. And then we can, you know, do appointment listening for another 5 different shows, kind of to augment, I think, what Sue is trying to do through the newsletter, the news department is trying to do through the newsletter, just get more exposure for our public affairs programming. We would not podcast or upload for podcasts our music programs because they carry copyright infringement laws that we are not covered in the app. So we can't do music. We can't stream music later, but we can certainly do our public affairs. I hope that answered your question.
Just one quick 10 seconds. You mentioned profit sharing.
All right, sir.
What is the profit sharing?
There is no profit share now. I was saying when it first came to us in the beginning. This was like almost a decade ago, huh?
This is just a flat $49 a month?
Yes, it's $49 a month. And I think for the podcasting feature, it's another $14.95 or something like that. Yeah. Okay. I mean, Miyuki can give you the number. She's a numbers lady, as we've seen.
Correct. It's $65 a month.
Okay. Thank you, Kamal.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mariah.
Thank you. And thanks for the report, Katia. I just wanted to say and compliment the social media. It is like night and day looking at it. It's amazing. And they've even messaged people and reached out to people individually and said, thank you for engaging. So it's like night and day. And I encourage everybody to just follow on Instagram in particular. Make sure you're interacting. And, another question, and maybe I'll follow up separately, is whether or not you are in contact with Word in Black or have ever done work with Word in Black.
I don't know anything about them. I'd love to know more.
Okay, I'll send more information, but they have some things going on for inauguration and also some interesting stuff with Walmart in terms of programming and some content that's coming out in January, and I feel like it would be a natural mesh, so I'll reach out separately.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thank you so much, Maura. I'm so happy to hear your enthusiasm about the social media, because that's how I feel. Whenever I open our Instagram now, and let me be clear. Vinny has been doing a yeoman's job keeping all of our platforms together and relevant and making sure that shows are posted or whatever.
Yes, but it's a job. Yeah. Oh,
excellent job. But we also know that social media now is a particular, like, very defined kind of thing. I mean, the stuff that Kwajo talks about, I don't think any of us have thought deeply about it because that's not our field of expertise, right? That's right. His. So, and yours, Mariah, I know you know, but do you know what I mean? So, it's just really wonderful. And even the part about someone who has the time to do the follow up and the engagement. When I see that too, whenever anyone says anything in posting a comment, he's right there on it, you know, which makes all the difference because that is, as you know, why people will continue to follow you and send your profile to other people so they can follow you. And, you and I are having a discussion today, but we are really convinced that it will take some time, but building this, will be one of the best investments that WPFW has made in terms of stepping into the 21st century.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's going to translate faster than you all even anticipate in terms of listenership. And I've learned so many things about shows that I didn't know about. So I really think that's going to translate quickly. So kudos on that. I think that's amazing.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for helping us get there.
Yeah.
Eric, and just so we're on time here, we've got about 5 minutes in this particular discussion with the program director. So let's be as brief as possible. Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you for joining us this evening. You might be aware the Third Reich returned to power last election day, formerly known as the GOP, and immediately declared war on broadcast media who refused to support their agenda. ABC caved in almost immediately and agreed to pay a $15 million settlement. WPFW's response has been, but we're making the world a better place, one broadcast at a time. This literally, to me, sounds like a Pepsi commercial. It literally sounds like a Mary Poppins approach to marketing. We should be probably playing Fight the Power or something like it every hour on the hour and exciting the masses, especially young people. And it seems like we're squandering yet another opportunity yet to galvanize the masses. That's a comment of mine. Thanks again for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Eric. Minerva.
Chair, should I respond?
You don't have
not a question. Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And I was going to say thank you, Katia, for sharing the information you shared. This is something, to me, I've been praying that 2025 will see the station just blooming, moving in all different directions. And what you've just shared is something that I see is very positive. And I'm going to ask, and thank you for attending our last programming committee meeting, that you join us on the fourth Monday of this month for whatever time you have so we can talk more about it, and get input. And then you and I have not gotten together, but I'll send you an email or something so that we can, because I feel that this station is beginning to move in the direction where we should be going to become the powerhouse that we can be and will be. But thank you again for sharing.
Oh, thank you, Minerva. That means a lot. And I'm sorry. As I said, I didn't have a chance to respond to your email. I saw your email, and let's set up some time next week if you have some time to get together. I look forward to that. And I look forward to the programming committee meetings going forward and for, you know, to working together. I think that is how we're going to win. You know what I mean? We see it. We see it on the right. I mean, on the left, right? If we're not together, we're not going to win. And so, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ambrose.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I wanted to do two things. One is to acknowledge my presence at the meeting for the record. Thank you, Kamal, for letting
me know. Duly
noted. Thank you. Second, Katia, I wanted to thank you, Katia, for responding to my idea in text today.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably did read it wrong. So thank you for the support.
It's all good.
It's all good. And in fact, the reason that I was late for this meeting, I had to have a meeting with Dr. Carol Gibbs.
Yeah. So
to share with you, what the results of that meeting were, and then to set up some time with you to get some ideas and the guidance in terms of the idea that I presented to you. That's it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to that. So, you know, I'll just – why don't you, since you emailed me – or we were texting, I'm sorry. Just text me some dates. If you could just give me this week to get my feet back on the ground, and then next week I'm happy to meet.
Okay. All right.
I mean, obviously I'll be working, but you know what I mean? Like, let me do my work. And
I got you.
My computer, you know, catch up. And then next week we can meet. I'd love that.
I prefer tea time. So.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
All right. Thank you much, Ambrose. Stu. Stu Goodwin, going once, going twice.
You're muted, Sue.
Stu, you're muted. Yep.
Come on.
We're going to have to pass on Sue at 7:30. Do we have a report from the development director? Is Sitaria Joyner with us this evening?
Hi, I am here. Sitaria is here. I am the membership coordinator. WPFW doesn't currently have a development director. But good evening, everybody, and happy new year.
Good evening.
Good evening. So I'm just going to run through some stuff and we can answer some questions. I'm willing to answer some questions. So how did we do in December of 2024? December 1st through the 14th, we did about $24,000. I broke it out this way because that's when we first really started our social media campaign. And before the drive starts, so we could really see, you know, get kind of a snapshot of what that was looking like before, you know, the drive started. So that's why I broke out this way. But December 1st through the 14th, $24,000 for our December pledge drive. That was the 15th through the 21st is $28,660. And then after the pledge drive was December 22nd through 31st, $73,853. As many of you know, we started a new campaign, Text to Donate. And we're really excited about it. Now, the numbers aren't huge. It's $320.19. It's a small number, but the potential of it is to be mighty. We have to just continue to educate the audience about it. We have to continue to let the audience know that we have it. And I believe that it also may be effective when we are doing like live or in-person, even online events, you know, but I think it may prove to be very effective that way as well. But that total for December, I have $176,875. for the month, and that is donation money. That within that money is the holiday party, and thank you to everyone. Well, first of all, thank you to everyone who helped with December fundraising, whether you helped come and support the events, whether you came and helped support the pledge drive. I know we weren't really doing our phones, but many of you volunteered to come and help move things and, you know, called and, you know, just let us know, you know, just to be encouraging. I had very encouraging conversations. So thank you to everyone who helped with both the party and just with December in general. So for the holiday party, the cash that we got from food and drink, $805. For those who did not attend, there was no cost to attend the event. So the cost was for the food and the drink. So $805. For that, $200.20, we still trying to figure out why 20 cents, but that was collected for via credit card, and that goes with the food and drink as well. So that totals $1,005.20. We did receive $422.50 worth of drive donations because we were kind of doing a drive kickoff with that event. So we did receive some donations to go towards the pledge drive. Questions? Anyone have any questions so far?
All right. Thank you, Sataria. I do have a stack for you, Sataria. We have Eric. Go ahead, sir. No, Eric. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, Sataria, thanks so much for your report. I'm going to follow up with you offline. An individual over here in Baltimore told me they sent a money order in to the station before the move. So I want to confirm that was received. But what I wanted to ask was, what is the total number of paid members that we have at the station?
I don't have that at my fingertips, but I can send it to everyone.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Sure. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't mind sending that out. And
thank you. Go ahead. You have something on that? Or?
Yeah,
we got Irene and then Michael. Irene, go ahead.
Well, Eric Ramey's back on the stack, please.
I got you.
Good evening,
Irene.
Sataria, and thank you for coming in and doing a report for us. We really appreciate all that you do. One of my questions was Bill's question. If you could add in your report the number of paid members, I'd appreciate it to see how many. And I'm not sure, but I think that in the last meeting for outreach, there was a question as to how much was actually raised for the 5K, and I don't believe they still have that number. And I was wondering if you had provided it yet.
I'm still showing different numbers than they are, but we have not connected. And that is, I will say that I was receiving emails from them while I was out. So that's not on the committee. That's on me. But I am working to try and get them the specific, because they did ask for some specific information. I sent the general report that I had sent for their board, but they're asking for me to drill down in numbers a little bit more. And some of that I have to actually have Otis, and for you, all of you who are not familiar with Otis, he's who designed our current database system, to break out some of the numbers for me, because it's giving me everyone, but it's not really breaking out how they gave, because I was asked who gave like via online and not necessarily who, but how much money was collected. Okay. Not only during the event, but after the event happens, as people continue to donate to it. Mm-hmm. So I have asked him to break that out for me, but I have not received it yet.
Okay, so you're working on it.
Yes. Okay. And I know that folks are irritated. They're irritated in general and irritated with me, and they got every right to be, because this has been since September, and I'll take that.
Happy New Year, Sataria. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Michael Byfield.
Sataria.
You're on mute, sir.
Hi, Michael. Yeah.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Am I to understand that the month of December, totally, we raised $173,000?
176, yes.
176, okay. Okay. And I guess maybe it's really a finance committee question because I know in 2023 we raised 260. So, maybe our goals were lower this year. When I know we're trying to find a new place. So I just was sort of confused as to why we took that route.
Right. Well, I looked at the system. I'm not really showing that, but I was told that, without getting into the specifics, I don't even have the specifics of it, but I am trying to research and find out why the discrepancies exist in that much larger number for December of 2022, I believe.
Okay, that's all.
Ambrose.
Oh, yes, thank you. Sataria, I just wanted to thank you. You pitched with me on the last pledge drive. I thought it was very effective, and I just wanted to thank you for that. But also, if you remember, my guest at the time, Thomas Blanton, said that he would either match or double the pledges that came in, and he is still asking about that. So can you get in contact with him about that? Because he wants to hold true on that pledge.
All right. I will. I did send him an email about it, but what I don't know is if that was an active email. So if you have, and I think you've given it to me before, so I hate to ask for it again, but if you have a phone number where I can contact him directly, I will reach out and I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. I don't have your phone number, so if you can get it from Katia or someone else, I will text you his number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Eric.
Thank you for joining us this evening, Sataria. I have a question. I guess it's the same question I generally have. What percentage of the revenue or the pledges that came in for the most recent pledges, what percentage of those involved sending out notifications?
Pledge reminders? Like people who didn't pay at the time?
Exactly.
Oh, roughly. I don't have exact numbers for this particular pledge drive, but it's usually around 10%.
10%. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thanks again for all you do.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you all. I know it's a lot to ask to give up this much of your time on a weeknight. And I always like to mention this pledge drive February 9th through the 22nd. And we'll be sending out more information about that soon, but keep that in mind. Tell a friend. Bring more people, be ambassadors, as I know all of you are always working on, but just to encourage it more. And that's it from me. Did you all have any, is that it for questions? Anyone else have any questions?
The stack, no, you're good. The stack has been exhausted. And perfect timing. We'll quickly hear from our interim general manager, Miki Williams, on her report.
Can we hear that date for the pledge drive one more time? She faded out.
I'm sorry. I think I covered it with my fingers.
Hold on. Yeah. Just so we're good. Please raise your hand if you want to be recognized. If everyone starts shouting out, you get into trouble. But go ahead. Read the pledge drive dates, please.
February 9th through February 22nd. And we'll be sending out more information about it, the theme and all that type of information shortly.
Thank you. Miyuki.
Happy New Year, everyone. Good to see your smiling faces and your pictures and your names. Thank you for being here. I'll just pick up from where Satari just left off. We are financially in the strongest position we've been since the 9 months I've been here. We had decided that we're in a strong enough position that I don't know if you noticed, but the drive will be 2 weeks instead of three. Currently we are caught up with our billing. We were able to negotiate with Bernstein 50 cents on the dollar what we owed them, and we've completed that. We moved into a place where we're paying one third of what we were paying previously. Our staff is adjusting in terms of the relocation. Our staff is adjusting. Programmers are adjusting. Well, they are now currently working from the studios. Everyone has been trained. Everyone has been there. It's a very different situation from anywhere we've been before because we are renters of those studios. So there's strict rules and things that we have to adhere to, which we're doing. The public affairs people are doing it remotely. After about a month of us working in the studio with just the music programmers, we'll try to extend to public affairs people who are interested in coming in. I'm disappointed that only about all our public affairs people, only about four want to come in, but I understand they don't have to put on clothes. They don't have to take buses or drive downtown, and they can talk to anybody in the world from a Zoom. And so a lot of them are choosing to do that. We're going to ensure that they have the best possible quality in terms of their mics or whatever they need, so they sound very good. But of all the different public affairs people, only four have indicated that they want to come tour to look at the place and start broadcasting live in February, if possible. So our staff, Satari, Vinny, others who come in the office are now working remotely, and actually much of their work was done remotely previously anyway, so it's not a big hardship on them. We're trying to figure out now where they're going to come in on a weekly basis on the times when we do have to do something together. So studio relocation, we've had some hiccups. That has everything to do with internet. Initially, the thought was one of the reasons we went to a studio that's already pre-established was that we thought we could jump on their internet. But where we went was absolute about the fact that they did not want to share internet with us for security reasons and for problems or issues. So we are in the process of getting our own internet there. It takes time to lay. They actually have to lay hard wire into the ground and put it. So they said 30 to 40 days are going to try to accelerate it. Meanwhile, the engineering team has found out alternatives to keep us up, and that we're using basically a hotspot, which is why we're having the drops, et cetera. So we're still working on those, and hopefully that'll get stronger soon. We are fundraising update, as Satari and Katia have indicated. We've done a lot of different things. We have other things scheduled. Basically, again, that's why we're financially strong right now. We've got special events coming up this first quarter. And the digital platforms, as Mariah has noted, is going to make a big difference for us, we think. And the other things that are we doing. We appreciate all that you do. I want to say a special thanks to Sabu, who helped clean out. We finished cleaning out 1990 today, and there's just about 2% of the work to do, and I'll be doing that on Friday with a hired hands to take out things that we couldn't handle, and we'll be out of 1990 completely, and we didn't have to pay another $18,000 month rent. So that's very, very helpful for us. And so they worked with us. They let us stay a little longer. They let us take material. We actually took the soundproof doors and the double pane windows that we put in for soundproofing. So wherever we end up, we won't have to spend extra expenditures on that. The soundproof doors are about $1,000 a piece. So we had to spend a little money, but we saved a couple thousand dollars, or more than a couple thousand dollars, instituting all those things. Wanted to thank all of you all again for your support. I can't thank Sabu enough for being at every place where we were trying to move or get ready for the party. Thank you for all those who were able to attend. Thank you to Vanessa, Verna, and others who served food and hosted and greeted and were there with the people. It was a very successful end-of-year event. Thank you to all who came to dance. And for those who weren't able to come, I'm sorry. Our next event, as Katia stated, will be a film on Patrice Lumumba. And then we're going to be celebrating our 48th anniversary with another special event in last week of February, hopefully coinciding with our drive. So overall, I know, Michael, member Michael Byfield, you stated earlier that we are in crisis. We're in good shape right now. Absolutely, we need to find a place to relocate. We have several places that we're looking at. The relocation committee is going to start up again next week. We have spaces that we've already looked at previously. We have other spaces that we can look at. But we're at a steady state. We're not at a crisis situation because we're working okay as we were, and that's under the circumstances. We're making the best out of the circumstances that we're in. Getting to the studio was a huge boon for us. We save a lot of money. We have technological things happening for us, and we think we're providing a stronger and a reliable signal soon. So give us, we only think we ask for some patience. Tell your friends who get frustrated that, you know, we're addressing it. But that's what we're going to do for, that's where we are right now. For, so any questions?
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Miyuki. We'll take a stack. I see Wanda.
Hey, Wanda.
Hi, Miyuki. Thank you for that report. I heard you mention very briefly in passing Patrice Lumumba and that there was going to be something, with regard to that. Could you kind of,
Sure. I'm sorry. Katia mentioned it as well. That's a collaboration with the Friends of the Congo. We'll be presenting, we'll be doing a film in concert with them. So we will at least be the media partners. I don't know if we'll be doing more, but we'll be working with them to tell that story.
Any idea on the date?
Sometime in February, we're working, as Katia said, with a major donor. Oh, and that's, let me finish that. With a major donor, and I believe the date's sometime in February during Black History Month.
Thank you.
And you just remind me, I also want to add, you know, we're very pleased and very excited about the social networking. I've only made two, investments in anything that, to PFW that were additional to what we were paying before. And that was in terms of, promoting the station and the move. And the move, we are still within the funds that we raised with relocation. And in terms of the station, this thing with the social network, we did a trial for 1 month and it proved to be so successful. We want to continue. We were in the midst of negotiating with the people who did the social networking, and a major donor stepped in part because of the relationship with Katia. And underwrote this happening for us. So this is a major boon for us. We got an extra grant of about $54,000 to pay for the social networking to continue for a minimum of the year. And one of the caveats I asked in doing the contract with them is that they train at least one other person so that after a year, someone else will be able to carry it on or at least know, have an idea how to do whatever it is that they're doing. But it's been tremendous work. I'm not a social media person. So as I say it, it's by word of mouth with other people and trusting the fact that realistically that makes logical sense. That would be a wonderful thing. But, you know, it truly is because, as Katia said, it brings us into the 21st century. So we're very, very gratified for that.
Kamau.
Thank you.
May I interject? Irene says in the chat that there are people waiting to get in. So just to let you know, there are people in the waiting room.
I don't see anybody in the waiting room at this moment, but thank you.
Sure.
Yep. Michael.
Hi, I'm Yuki. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
On the social media, Katia had mentioned that you guys contracted with someone.
Yes.
So my question is that person a consultant?
Yes.
Okay. And, I know Chris Bangert Drones just recently, left the position.
Yes.
So maybe this is going to be a finance committee question in terms of what we're paying that person versus the consultant. And since for the consultant, we didn't advertise or anything like that.
No, we did not. Again, it was as I stated, we got a generous donation from a major donor, and that's who's underwriting the social that. I initially paid $2,000 on a trial basis for a month. And that was a discounted rate that he provided us. His monthly rate is much more than that. And so this major donor said they will be willing to underwrite it, and they are.
And the person they're going to train, is that an in-house person, like an intern or something like that?
We haven't narrowed that down. This happened January 1, Michael. I don't have those specific details, but I would hope so. Someone within our house. But I don't know yet. We're still in development for that portion.
I totally understand. And then the crisis statement that I made, I make that statement because I listen to the station a lot and we go off the air a lot. I know on Friday we had halfway through the Climate Fridays or two-thirds through it, we went off the air and didn't come back until later on with a BAI broadcast that I didn't recognize. It was a good program, though. I did appreciate that new type of information. a lot of times when we go off the air, sometimes not because of what we're doing right now, I go on another platform, which is, tends to pick up what we, our broadcasts. TuneIn Radio is one of them. There's about four or five of them. That is a software issue. I've brought that up maybe three or four times. Miyuki, you're not the person that I want to bombard with this, to be honest with you. So you don't even have to answer me.
I'm okay? Shocked, Michael. I'm just shocked.
Okay. But I'm just, for the record, maybe Mo can call me and talk to me. We can handle that a lot simpler and it's not expensive.
I appreciate that, Michael, and I will ask Mo to get in touch with you, but in all earnestness, they've been working very, very hard to make sure that we are able to broadcast, and we're broadcasting clearly to everybody, but I will have them talk to you, but they've been working hard and they've tried various alternatives to try to make sure everything's okay, but I will ask them to call you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to ask, we have about 7 minutes before we have to transition to our community comment. Let's try to make our questions succinct and direct for our interim general manager. Verna.
Okay, sorry. It took me a minute to unmute. Okay, first of all, congratulations. Congratulations, Miyuki. You and your team have done, you know, a magnificent job of navigating us to this point. Strong position, caught up on billing, a third of the previous rent. That's no small task, and we appreciate the hard work and commitment that you've done. With regard to the programmers being able to actually come into Eckington Place to produce their shows, the public affairs programmers, I really wasn't aware that we are allowed to do that. Will that enable us to bring guests in as well, or is it a situation where it can only be the host of the show and their guests would have to be on the Zoom or on the phone?
Yeah, when I talked to Eckington, we initially negotiated for two studios, but we couldn't afford it. So we only have one studio. So in order for you and you're going to be in a room with yourself and the engineer, either Michael or Kalia. And so your guests would definitely have to be on Zoom because it's not possible. Maybe as we get used to it, maybe we can figure something out. But for right now, what we're willing to try is if you all to come in, the engineer is right across the board from you, and then your guests would have to be on Zoom.
Okay, that's fine. That would even increase the quality of the broadcast.
But thank you for your kind words too, Vanessa. Always appreciate your support.
Verna. This is Verna.
No, Vanessa. Vanessa.
I know the
sorry, Verna. I know who you are. I'm so sorry.
The other thing is you mentioned the 48th celebration, 48th year celebration. That's going to be a big deal or that's just...
The big deal is the 50th, but every February is our anniversary. So we're going to have a celebration, proposed right now. That's more right. Katia is going to produce that. It's going to, I'll let her share with that with you another time. I know we only have a few minutes, but, as a program, you'll hear more about it sooner than, I guess the LSB, but as soon as we have concrete information, we'll pass it out, but it's on our schedule to produce.
Okay. And finally, I just want to send regards out to one of our former programmers, Derek Ward, who passed away. Just acknowledge his passing. He was a very dear soul, and he started out his career at WPFW.
Thank you, Verna.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Verna. Eric, and then we'll close with Ambrose, and then we'll move to community comments. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you for joining us this evening, Miyuki. Always a privilege, always a pleasure. I had somewhat of a dumb question. The app, when I would go to WPFW.org some years ago, an app attached itself to my desktop. Am I to understand that I'm being billed for that? Not. Okay, good enough. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Not a dumb question.
Thank you. Ambrose.
Thank you. Hi, Miyuki. How are you? Two quick questions. Something very peculiar happened to me. For the Christmas break, I drove down to Atlanta. While I was driving down to Atlanta, I had WPFW on my phone on internet radio. Okay. But when I got to Atlanta, my internet radio, I just cut it off. You know, I just cut it off because I was just in Atlanta. But on my car radio, I could hear WPFW very clearly in Atlanta, like I was in D.C. And that was just a very weird thing.
Okay, I'm not a technical person, Ambrose, but I know with me, if I have it on my phone and it goes to, as opposed to radio, it's on internet, it'll continue playing from there. And so maybe that's what happened.
I don't think that's what happened because even when my phone was off, I was hearing WPFW on my car radio.
I heard you say that on air the other day.
That's so strange.
Okay. That is a mo question.
The second piece is about the Zoom. I know that you all are trying to get the internet at the new location. My question is, and this might be an engineering question, is there an engineer that could operate the WPFW Zoom remotely from another location until the internet wiring is up?
No. We have two engineers, Ambrose, and that's it. And so one's on from 7 to 3, the other one's 12 to 7. And so there's no other extra option in terms of something like that.
I was just concerned about how it drops in and out.
That's going to happen until we, and just keep praying and wishing for the fact that, you know, they're making improvements every day, Ambrose. I'm so sorry what happened to you Monday.
Don't worry about it. I'm not worried about it. So
well, no, I'm sorry because I know you prepare and you plan for a show and you promote it and then, you know, evaporates in the ether. I apologize, but they are working diligently every day to make sure that all these things are corrected. It will be corrected. Comcast has been in there. We're pressuring them as well. Please get it done. Please get it done. Please get it done. And so, but in terms of another engineer working somewhere else, that's not up.
And can I talk to you offline about a promotion idea? I won't bring
Absolutely.
It up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Thank you. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Miyuki. Appreciate all the questions. We're going to move now to the top of the hour and go ahead and open up our monthly meeting to community comment. Timekeeper, Robert,
Mr. Chair, can I
clarify something?
Yeah, please. One of our colleagues just mentioned he was in Atlanta and picking up. There's actually a station there that broadcasts over 89.3 progressive radio. WRGF is called Radio Free Georgia. So I'm mentioning that just to mention it. That frequency is being used actually in Atlanta and in the Atlanta area.
And underground broadcast on that on Friday for the last 5 years.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you all for that. We're going to go ahead, Robert, if you could give each of our community members an initial 2 minutes, and then if they want to come back, we'll extend it for another minute. Is there anyone who'd like to participate this evening in community comment? Lewis Wolf, I see you. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to all on this call. I would like to give a tribute to former member of the LSB and a member and a broadcaster. Her name was Maria Tolliver Grimes. Donna Maria Tolliver Grimes. I'm holding up the program from her. I don't know if you can see it on. Maybe you can't see it the first time.
We see it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. All right. I couldn't hear you.
I was saying we could see it, but you're good. So go ahead.
Okay. This is Donna Grimes, as people remember her. She was a dear heart, very, very wonderful person, very warm and very giving. And she was very loyal to WPFW throughout her tenure at the station. And even after she was on the board, she stayed very close to the station. There were about 200 people came to the service at the church, St. Teresa, at Avila Church, Catholic Church in Southeast Washington. In tribute to her, it was a big crowd, very, very boisterous and very strong for Donna. And I will say that the Catholic hierarchy was there. A cardinal was there. And, you know, they all spoke about Donna because she was a very, very strong progressive woman and very, very committed to WPFW. That's all I should say. Thank you. Oh, I should say that, Muskila Myrtle Washington was there. I don't know if other people on the call might have been there. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. And, yes, absolutely. Just a dear soul and a wonderful person. So happy to have known her. Sabu.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year's. I'd like to get on the relocation committee as a non-member, if that's okay, so I can help work on that. I was accused as just previously that I came on. Well, anyway, I'd like to get on that to sort of help with that. You know, I got some information from you and some other people when I made that last visit. So I like to sort of get back on that. One time I was the chair of that, many, many years ago. So, that's it.
Yeah, Sabu, so that particular committee, actually had a motion come down from the Pacifico National Board, over a year ago, indicating that membership is restricted to, the delegates of the LSB, of which three are standing. Members, the general manager of the station, the chief engineer of the station, and the treasurer. So at this point, you would be able to support and attend all the meetings, and your input is very welcome. And, you know, I'm sure the committee would expect that from you or nothing less from you to go ahead and support that committee. But it actually is a limited committee under the particular motion that was passed, like I said, back in 2023. But okay. Do attend, and those meetings will be public.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you. I see Peak Investment.
Yeah, this is Martha Peterson. Good evening, everyone. First of all, Sitaria sent us some information, the outreach committee, about the 5K. I know this has been going on for a long time. But thank you, Sitaria. And if we could talk offline about finalizing the amount that was made, but thank you for the report that you sent. I received a letter from WPFW asking if I was interested in, listener members were interested in joining the MASS committee, that they could join. They're searching for people to join the MASS committee to search for a new GM. I did not know that it was open to listeners. If you could clarify that, has that been the policy, and I believe that's all.
The MASS committee has always been, since the motion was passed back in 2014, that it could be filled by a combination of delegates to the LSB and non-delegates. As it stands right now, the total number, maximum number of members for that committee is 11. And right now we are accepting a maximum number of 2 non-delegates to that committee.
Okay. Thank you.
Not a problem. Anyone else who would like to come forward on our community comment?
Lou has his hand raised.
Hey, Lou, is that a legacy? Would you like another bite at the apple, sir? I think Lou's okay. Anybody else available for community comment? All right. Wow. 6 minutes. All right. Let's go ahead and maybe this will spark some more questions. We'll go ahead and give a quick finance report, and then we'll circle back with folk and see if they have any other comments or questions for the station. I'm going to go ahead and share the screen, And we can go through this. So as everybody knows, we typically display our financials for the month, and this is for the month of December now, as a cash basis. The ending balance in the Truist operating account on 12/31/2024 was $147,533. Contributions received in December, these are the cash contributions, $171,764. The balance in the Truist account during the day of our meeting, which is 1/6/2025, was $182,192. As indicated by the interim general manager, there was a series of fundraising activity that raised $70,000. That money was isolated in a separate checking account with Industrial Bank. That balance currently is $69,983. It's not the $70,000 because there are bank fees associated with it. So that's why you don't see the full $70,000 there. What we have during the month are some expenditures and salaries, wages, and benefits, including some annual bonuses and union retro pay, $37,734. Office rent for the month, and this is part of a schedule I'll show you in a minute as it relates to the rent and the savings there, $26,113. Central services were paid in. The $25,280 represents 2 months of central services at $12,640. Power rent, $6,396. Telephone expenses in the month, $1,613. The electric bill, which is power at the tower, is $6,803. We had some call center services for $1,911. Bank and merchant fees, cost of doing business there is $1,658. There were some consulting fees, some board ops that are actually being paid for work they did some time ago. This actually goes back, I think, to early 2024. And because of the union and the way that the union operates, this particular set of board ops had to be compensated. So with that, with some programming expenses as it relates to election night, and then we had to pay our, this is a board expense, the parliamentarian that operates here for the board, total $5,500. We did have some marketing expenses and social media. You heard about the investment was $1,000, another $65 for the, I think it's Zeno, I think it's called, to get that app store going. So it's $1,065 and some other miscellaneous expenses at $1,218. Total expenses for the month, $115,291. I'm going to pause right there. Are there any questions on that piece of the finance report? All right, hearing none. So some of the notes here on the report, salaries for the Ambrose. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, Kamal. If you scroll up to the Truist operating account, you have the contributions received. Is there a line in this report that talks about outstanding monies that need to be collected?
Right. So, yeah, so this is not going to tie back to what Sataria reported. This is strictly cash in and cash out on the bank statement.
Okay. Thank you.
So there's not, yeah, that line will not be available here on this report. Some notes on the financials, the salaries that you see, a portion of it, not the union, I'm sorry, it's actually all of it, is actually an advance payment. So what we had, and this is for those who were here in December, we had paid all the way through the end of the year. And then in December, actually another salary pay period ending 115 was paid. So that's what this $37,000 is. So actually we're paid up in salaries and wages through the 15th of January this year. Office rent negotiated at 50% reduction. So I'm going to scroll down real quick. This is the schedule as it relates to the process in which the 50% reduction was obtained. There was a balance forward coming in on a statement from the landlord. The landlord also had some additional charges. That got us to a total of $228,000 and some change. We had already paid in $172,220, and we also had a security deposit with them at $13,690. So that makes our side of the ledger $195,910. When you take the December rent plus some late fees, we actually owed another $18,437. So that made the total balance due, when you net it down, $60,871. We asked and received a 50% abatement on that $60,000, got it down to $30,435. The schedule now of payments went out $12,13, $10,000, $12,23, $13,000. And then the final payment was due on the 30th at $7,435. So that's how that office rent reduction was handled. I'll pause there on that one because I know I kind of went through it quickly. Any questions on that? All right. And then lastly, there are, and we'll start to build this in, and I hope the treasurer, the next treasurer continues with this, but we'll start to add on in the reporting each dollar that gets spent as it relates to relocation costs. Right now, the college hunk is some furniture removal at $1,672, and then there was some storage that needed to be bought. Please mute if you're not talking. Michael Byfield, storage to transfer some files, the chief engineer and his group, they needed to buy another terabyte in order to move some of the actual data from one location to the next, and that's what was used there at $147. So any questions on the finance report? And I'll open the floor back up for any community comment as well. Anybody from the community? All right. All right, let's talk about the voting. So, again, what we have tonight is several votes that have to take place. We have the votes for our representation at the National Board, the Pacifica National Board. We send four delegates up to the Pacifica National Board each year. The National Board is actually the fiduciary body, and so we need to select those individuals from this group to represent us there. We also have some limited number of – go ahead, Ron, before I go into the rest of it. Go ahead.
No, I think you
– Ron, you have
– Yeah, can you hear me?
We got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Ron.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay, thank you, fellas. All right. I was going to suggest that you finish your presentation. I have a motion I want to put on the floor after you explain everything about the vote.
Oh. Okay. Sounds good. So that's one piece of it. There's only for the National Board, there's actually, like I said, four positions available, three of which have to come from our listener delegate pool, one of which comes from the staff delegate pool. Okay, so the directors end up coming three from listener, one from staff. The other piece of this voting process has to do with our committees that have a limited number of seats available. Okay, so one of them is the relocation committee. You heard Babu speak about being a member there, and so I'll go over that again. The relocation committee is limited to 10 members. Of the 10 members, there are three must-bes on the committee. That's the general manager or interim general manager, whichever is in that seat. It's the treasurer of the local station board, and it's the chief engineer of the Pacifica Network. Okay. Those have to be there. So then now that limits the participation in that committee to seven. So that's what we'll be voting on tonight. There are exactly 10 folks who have nominated themselves for the 7 available positions, all right? So we'll have that vote. And then, of course, the Management Assessment and Search Committee, that also has limitations. It's limited to 11 total members. Of those 11 total members, there are 2 that can come from non-delegates, meaning individuals not currently on the board, and the 9 remaining must come from members of the local station board. They must be delegates. Okay. So I believe at this point, and I want Ellen to make sure and check me on this. I believe, do we have 9 or 10 total delegates right now on the nominated for the MASS committee? Do you have that at your fingertips?
1 minute, let me just look. No, there were more when you and Dennis also wanted to be on the MASS. There were 9, but there are more now with you and Dennis. I mean, and Dennis.
You have 11. Okay. All right. So we have 11 to fill 9. And then on the listener side, thank you, Ellen. Appreciate that. And then on the listener membership side, we're going to hear from these individuals tonight. They're going to be new to just about all of us. There are 5 folks who express a desire to participate on the Management Assessment and Search Committee. And of those 5, 2 of those individuals will be able to represent the station on that committee. All right. So go ahead, Robert, because he spent a lot of time working on this as well. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything about it. I want to defer to everybody. I just asked that maybe Ellen could read the names, because the list I have, the last list that was sent around, I have 9 LSB people who are nominees. And I think she's saying there's more than that.
Yes. But also right now for the PNB, can I go ahead and start the vote and send the emails to people, and then we can go back over all this other?
Not yet. There's a stack waiting. So I'm going to take the stack because I just went through a lot of details. I'm sure folks have a question. Let me take the stack before you start that. But let's confirm what Robert has, because I had 9 as well, Ellen. So could you just go ahead and give us the names of what you have, and then we can just make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay, I have to go to my list. I'm going to go to my list. Okay. And then I'll go, if there's any problem, I'll go back to another list I have. Minerva, Irene, Robert, Ron, Tony, Eric, Verna. Okay, I'm there. All right, it may be. Okay, so that was.
And then I think you got Dennis.
Okay, and then Dennis, that's 7.
No, I think Dennis is 8. I think
No. He's 8. All right. Let me. So I said Tony, Eric, Verna would be number 7. Dennis is number 8, and Camus is number 9. So it is 9. All right. It's 9.
All right. All right. Fair enough. Sounds good. All right. So we have a stack. Go ahead, Ron, and then I'll recognize Bill, Vanessa, and Eric. Ron, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I want to raise some questions about the selection of the PNB delegates as part of this voting package tonight. I'd like to move forward a motion to postpone that vote, because the notice that was sent out regarding the 5-year tenure, as Minerva said herself, she just saw it today. And it has, that's going to have undue influence, you know, in this process. And it does not allow for write-ins. And, that in itself is a problem when the PNB has been using write-ins, you know, for a number of years. So I would just like the opportunity for, the members to explore, to have the opportunity to explore what a write-in process could look like, as an addendum to this, you know, to this vote for the PNB reps. And that's my motion, that we postpone that vote, as part of this process until we can get some ruling or some idea about how, what's it going to take to allow write-ins to participate.
I second that motion.
Okay. Hold on. Let me, before we start jumping up seconding, let's make sure we understand what the motion that you're proposing. Your motion is to postpone the election for directors to the national board in order to explore how we can incorporate write-ins. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, because supposedly the present system that they're going to be using to amass these votes does not have a write-in process. And... you know, we have candidates out there that would love to write in, but they can't. They're being blocked by the process. So we want to find out what's it going to take to incorporate a write-in process as part of this voting package.
All right, you heard the motion from Member Pinchback. Is there a second?
I second it again. I second that motion.
All right. Any discussion? Anybody want to motivate Ron or Verna?
Are we going to time comments, Kamau, or not?
Yeah, 1 minute. 1 minute only, please. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Anybody want to motivate for the motion? We have 1 minute. I see Ron. I see Bill. I see Vanessa. I see Eric, Tony, Irene in that order. Oh, and Dennis. Ron, anything else?
Nope. That's stated as simply, trying to keep it as simple as possible. I'd be glad to hear from, I would definitely want to hear from our fellow board members about this.
Yeah, we're working on it. Bill, are you motivating for or against the motion? Or would you like to make a comment?
I don't support the motion. We need to get our, we need to keep this train rolling. It's an important position. I don't know where that is in the bylaws, if it's in the bylaws about the land PNB election, but we have momentum going now. We have good reports from the PD, from the IGM. We need to keep the strength going and, do the group like tonight, without creating a delay. We don't need a delay. We don't need a delay. We need to move forward. That, so I do not support the motion. No, sir. And no, ma'am. No, I do not. And I encourage people not to vote for it.
Understood. Vanessa.
Chair, my hand was up, about the mask committee, but I'd like to speak to the motion. I absolutely support it. I did not realize that OPA vote does not allow a write-in. The PNB and its election of committee members, I believe, uses Terry Goodman, whatever process Terry Goodman uses, and that process allows write-ins. So it's about the LSBs having the same fair opportunity to use a process that's used by the PNB. I absolutely support it. I'm not sure whose mic is open.
Yeah, the PNB mute, please. Yeah.
The PNB directors do not take their seats until the end of January. So it would not really create a delay at all. And I would support this in the interest of fairness to our LSB.
Thank you, Eric. And those Mr. who are Chair, spoken, please put your hands down and let there's something else you want to say, because we're just going to go through the motion on the floor and then we can take another stack on other questions. So if you're all set on this particular motion, I'd like to ask you to put your hand down, please. Eric, go ahead.
Mr. Sheriff, am I correct? You mentioned earlier that the voting had to take place tonight. Is that correct?
The bylaws indicate that the deadline to nominate is on the 31st, and we seat at the first meeting of the ensuing year. So, yes, tonight will be the night.
Okay. In that case, I have a point of order.
Sure.
Inasmuch as the voting, there's a requirement that the voting occur tonight, this precludes any possibility of this motion going forward. I'm asking that you rule the motion out of order.
Okay, so you've heard, Member Ramey. So
it's a point of order.
You're asking for a ruling from the chair? Yeah.
Well, I'm stating fact. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to allow the discussion to take place, and we can move forward in the. It is something that took place kind of out of the blue. I understand what the bylaws say. I do think the opportunity, if it was not met by another member to put themselves forward and be nominated, that this may give an opportunity to be nominated. I'd like to hear from the body on their thoughts and about the process, because it does seem to be a little bit of kind of last minute on the particular ruling on the bylaws. The bylaws are what they say, but let us hear what the membership has.
Well, exactly, Mr. Chair, if I may, this board bears no responsibility for the shortcomings of what's happening. And the point of order, we don't have a parliamentarian on here. A point of order has the effect of nullifying any further action on this motion, including discussion.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Order requires a ruling from the board. The point of order was made. The chair from the chair rather, and the chair ruled on your point, Eric. That's what is required.
All right, Tony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I really don't understand this motion. Ellen's notified the board in December, maybe even November, but I think it was in December, that nominations should be done by December the 31st. If there were going to be any write-ins, it should have been done by December the 31st. This is how it's always been done. This is how the other stations are most likely to have continued to do this. And I don't understand why we would deviate from this. These PNB directors, once this process is completed, are supposed to be ready to be seated and attend the meetings and go
That's
to work
time. That's
by
time.
The first by the first meeting in January. So to do this would delay us from carrying out the national work. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Can't hear him.
Hey, go on. Go.
He's muted. He's muted.
He's got his. Go ahead.
Come on.
Oh, okay, we'll come right back to you. Wayne, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to just say, I'm in favor of the motion. Couple reasons. We've had I know these PMB directors are supposed to be chosen, as I was one a few years ago, I believe about 4 years ago. We're supposed to be chosen in early January. That does not preclude us from voting on them in early January and postponing it from this meeting. And allowing some, like tonight, we just got the information that they couldn't have five consecutive years. And I think that's something somebody else may have wanted to serve or write in. That doesn't preclude any of that stuff by not voting tonight on this. I don't understand the rush. It says early January we should elect. That doesn't mean it's tonight.
That's time, Wayne.
Thank you.
All right, Dennis. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I actually opposed the motion. I don't like this last minute after the fact, after the deadline ruling from the PNB or whoever that came from. I think that sucks, frankly. But if this disqualified enough people so that we did not have choices, then I think we would be able to do something. But as it happens, the way we do the nominations doesn't even allow for write-ins anyway. Somebody has to be nominated and somebody has to accept the nomination. If other people could certainly, could have done that before December 31st, I think, you know, I would wish more people had done it before December 31st. I don't think that gives, that's sufficient cause to delay the important vote. So I'm speaking against the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Byfield.
I'm opposed to the motion. I don't think I need to say, right? I think most of the people who opposed it have made good points.
Ambrose.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, let me say that I cannot believe that Dennis, who has run so many different meetings, could not unmute himself. That just blows my mind. All right. But I do have a
That's
point of...
I've never unmuted before.
I had to say that. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's a good one, Dennis.
Point of information. Mr. Chair, if we vote in favor of the motion, does that break precedent? What is the precedent? Is the precedent to always allow for write-in candidates or not?
My experience, again, I've only been here 4 years. I have never had a situation where this particular vote allow for a write-in candidate. I have to defer to those who've been here for a lot longer if there's ever been a situation, and I'll start with Ellen. Ellen, have we ever had a situation where we have allowed write-in candidates for the election of directors to the PNB?
No, we've never had a write-in. Like today, we have four candidates, and we've never had a write-in.
Then for that reason,
only time maybe you would have had a write-in if you didn't have enough people, and we never had that.
We've always been able
to talk to somebody ahead of time to accept a nomination ahead of time. It's never been a write-in. Thank you.
Then under that, I will not support the motion.
Okay. Thank you. Eric.
Yeah, let me just backtrack, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. I should not have called on you. You've spoken once. Let me get to the other two if not, and then I'll come back to you if that's fair, okay? Verna, go ahead. Yep.
Yes, I just kind of want to appeal to this board to allow this write-in campaign to move forward. Regardless of whether or not it's been done before, we are at a moment now where we were, you know, we were presented with this information today, and apparently there is someone that wants to be written in. And what harm? What harm would it do to allow that in the interest of democracy? In the interest of democracy, what harm would it do to allow a write-in? It is not going to delay this process significantly. It can still be done in January. What's the agenda for not allowing this to happen? Now, I just really wish people would, I'd love to appeal to the board members to allow this process to go forward. We just found out that one of our board members is not going to be able to.
That's time, Vernon. I'm sorry. That's time. Sure.
Thank you.
I believe Irene has not spoken, and then I'll come back to Eric. Go ahead, Irene.
I just want to say that the process is prescribed in the bylaws. How can we say in 1 hour that we're adhering to the bylaws, and then in the next hour we're just going to deviate from the bylaws? The process is prescribed. The terms is prescribed, and also the process for this is prescribed. I don't understand why we're even wasting time on this.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, we had a special meeting to seat a particular member of this body that a lot of us felt deviated from the bylaws. I don't know if you recall that, but that's besides the fact. Eric.
Thank you. I'm not muted. This, you know, unless convenient amnesia is suddenly flooding the room, this very same issue, which was inadvertently omitted from the notes, arose last month. And this board overwhelmingly voted against it.
Yeah.
And now when it conveniently involves friends and family, all of a sudden democracy is dying in darkness. I mean, the Golden Globes were given out 2 nights ago. Okay.
Michael.
And on a separate note, our colleague who just spoke, Dennis, about a point of order, he's in error here, and I have the utmost respect of him. A point of order allows for a member to expose a violation in procedure of what's going on. It's no different than a speeding ticket. If you're pulled over, you can't make an argument, yes, I was speeding because I was in a hurry. I had to get to the hospital.
That's time, Eric.
The law clearly says you cannot violate.
Thank
you. So there
you.
We are.
Vanessa,
that's time. This board is not empowered
that's time,
to violate
Eric.
The rules.
That's time.
That's real.
Chair.
One more time, and then that's it. We'll go to, there's some for or against. I'll ask Ellen to call the roll. So we have Vanessa, we have Bill, and we have Art, and then we're going to call the roll.
Okay, so
Vanessa,
thank you. Thank you, Chair. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Irene posted in the chat the language which says that the PNB directors shall be elected in January. So we still have an opportunity to do that. Reiterating the point that the PNB itself uses a method for committee assignments that allows write-ins. So I agree with Verna. It would be a far more democratic process. We just got confronted with some information today that we did not know, which sort of changes the dynamics of the election and evidently has interested some other persons in running.
Thank you. Bill, and then Art.
Hey, Mr. Chair, I was just reflecting here. I just want to add this to our thinking as we move forward. I think in the law, they say ignorance is no excuse. And I was just self-observing my own self. Perhaps in your administration for this year, we have some sessions on the bylaws. I mean, the bylaws are the bylaws are the bylaws. So if the bylaws say one thing, why are we trying to create something else? We need to move forward. We need to get this train rolling, like this train has started rolling right now. So on that, I oppose this amendment. let's get this station moving forward. Let's see this. Let's have this PNB election like tonight. Tonight. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Bill. Art.
Yeah, so I'm kind of on the fence about this. Short of Vanessa, did we lose any other candidates who have been nominated for the PNB?
We do not.
So everybody short of Vanessa is still eligible as a candidate. And we have how many seats to fill?
We have 3 seats to fill as a listener and 1 from a staff. So 4.
All right, so we have 5 candidates left. So, I mean, to me, if you haven't been nominated yet or had somebody nominate you, I'm not sure why we would change this, particularly in light of the fact that we still have a viable number of candidates we can vote for. So that's my 2 cents on this.
Thank you, Art. All right. With that said, Ellen. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wayne, you haven't spoken. Go ahead. That's it. After Wayne, please.
No, it doesn't relate to this, Chair. I apologize for having my hand up. I'll wait for the next thing. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ellen. Can you call the roll, please? And I'll read the motion again. Hold on. Let me read the motion or try to restate it. The motion is to postpone the election for Pacifica National Board Director. To explore the ability to allow for write-in candidates, That's essentially the motion to postpone the election for director to allow for write-in candidates. Ellen, you have the floor. Go ahead.
The postponement.
Okay,
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. A vote for is a vote to postpone the election. A vote against is to move forward with the election, right? Everybody got that? You're voting for the motion, you're voting to postpone. A vote against means you're moving forward tonight. Now we got it. Go ahead.
It sounds like the same exact motion, Mr. Chair.
Say that one more time, because I'm confused.
Sorry. If you're voting for the motion, you're voting to postpone the election. If you're voting against the motion, you're voting to move forward with the election. Everybody clear?
No. Yes.
Hearing the
no. Repeat that, please.
The motion is asking for a postponement of the election. If you're in favor of the motion, that means the election will be postponed. If you're opposing the motion, the election will take place tonight.
Okay.
A yes vote says postpone. A no vote says move forward. All right. Ellen, you have the floor.
Okay. Irene?
Absolutely yes. Not.
Okay, no. Verna?
In the interest of fairness and democracy, yes.
Wayne?
In the interest of my own self-interest, yes.
Okay. Michael Byfield?
No.
Bill Curtis?
In the interest of moving this train forward, I oppose the motion, and I am for us voting tonight.
So no postponement. Okay. Violetta.
I abstain.
Okay. Vanessa.
Write-ins are good enough for the PNB. They're good enough for the LSB. Yes.
Susan. Is she there? Susan?
One second. Hold on. Let me check if she... I heard somebody drop. She...
I don't see her.
See Sue. Oh, Sue's here. Sue. Sue Goodwin, please. Answer up, Sue. All right. Come back to her, please.
Okay.
Robert?
I'm going to abstain.
Craig?
No.
Green? No. Kamau?
Come back to
not
me.
Not yet, Kamau. Nope, I'm passing you. I'll come back to you. Forgot your chair. Michael Hirsch?
No.
Julie? I'll come back. Arthur Hyland?
I'm going to abstain right now.
David Piazzi?
No.
Ambrose?
I'm not going to vote. Come back to me at the end.
Abstain or pass?
Pass.
Tony? Tony?
No.
Mariah? She said yes. Mariah, you said yes?
Yes.
I did.
Okay, now I heard you. Ron?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Eric?
In the interest of preserving democracy and not allowing the right to have their way, I'm voting no.
Minerva?
No.
Michelle?
Yes.
Wanda?
Yes.
Dennis?
No.
Okay, so the no's are 1, 2,
hold on, hold
three.
Hold on. Come back to, hold on a second.
Oh, that's
Let's
right.
Go back to,
Sue. Susan?
She said before that she was blocked from unmuting.
She said
let me see
that
before.
So see if you can free her up. Come out.
Okay,
please.
I'll go to Julie then. Julie?
I'm a no. *6 to unmute.
*6 Sue, to unmute if you're on the phone. I'll see if I can. Okay, so, who else did we miss? We had one or two passes, I thought. So
we got Sue got one pass. It was only one pass was Ambrose. And then we had.
Only one? Okay.
Yeah. Sue.
Okay.
And Ambrose was the one pass. So Sue hasn't said anything yet.
What about David?
Ambrose.
Ambrose, yes or no?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, Ambrose is no. Okay. And then Sue again, is she there or no? That's right, she can't. She's unable to say any or do anything. Oh, yeah, she could put it in the chat.
Yeah,
oh, Sue
idea.
Can vote in. Oh, somebody says she can vote in chat. Sue, are you going to vote in chat? No, haven't heard. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and count then, and maybe by then Sue will respond. All right. So the no's are 1, 2, 3.
No, let's do the 4. Let's do the yeses first, if we could.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 7 yeses. And the noes are 1, 2, 8
three. Yeses. I think it's 8
yeses. Zamani has 8 yeses.
No, I did. 7.
I had 8 yeses.
Oh, hold on. Let Ellen count it, okay. And then we'll deal with it afterwards. Please count it, Ellen.
Okay. Also, I'll have to go. Okay. So, Sue, you still haven't seen anything from Sue. Okay. I'll go back to. I have 7 yeses, and I have noes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 noes. Kamau, what do you vote?
You have some abstentions, don't you?
Pardon? Yeah, I have abstention. I have 1 abstention. 1 abstention.
Yeah. Should be 3.
Should be
3,
Ellen.
It's 3 or 4. It's more than 1.
I thought it was more than 1.
Ellen. Yeah, I was one of the
abstentions. It's 2, okay. 2 abstentions. Michael, Violetta and
yeah, it was
Art.
Michael. It was Violetta
and Art.
Yeah, and Michael Hyland was an abstention. I do have him, yes.
So
Art was
me too. Me
can
too.
I vote? Can I change my abstention?
Hold on. One at a time. We got the three. We know who they are. We have 1 abstainer that has something. Go ahead, Art.
Can I change my vote to a yes? Yes, please.
Danny, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Who was that? Art said he's a yes.
That's correct.
Okay. So now Art is a yes. Okay. So I only have 1 abstention, Violetta.
Right.
Yeah. You have 2 abstentions. You have our vice chair, Robert, 1, Violetta, 2.
Wait a minute. Wait. Yeah. Let me go back and look. Robert. Okay, yeah, that's right. He was an abstention. Okay. All right, so we have Violetta and we have Robert are abstentions. So there are 2
right, so we're
abstentions.
Missing.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the no's, I said 12, but I'm going to count again just to make sure. And then I will go to you, Kamau. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 no's. Now let me do this yeses again to make sure I didn't make a mistake. 1 yes, 2 yes, 3 yes, 4, 5, 6, 7. And what do you say, Kamau?
I'm going to abstain.
Okie dokie. All right. So now there's 3 abstentions, correct?
Art changes.
You got it.
I think, didn't you, Art? Or
no.
Arch, vote to a
okay,
yes.
Okay, Violetta abstained.
I changed mine to yes.
Okay, Robert abstained. Violetta abstained, Robert abstained, and Kamau abstained, correct? So
yes.
Now it's 7 yeses, 12 noes, and 3 abstentions.
It was 7 yeses before Art changed his vote.
Okay, hold on. Everybody, let me handle it.
No,
we have 8. Art went from an abstention to a yes, so that added 1. That's 8. The 12 no's, and now I added an abstention, so it's 3. 8, 12, 3. 8 yeses, 12 against, 3 abstention, and 1 missing. I mean, Sue was not able to vote. So that's the tally
vote.
That I have.
Okay. All right, so 8 yeses, 12 no's, and 3 abstentions.
All right, so the motion fails, so we'll move forward with the vote. All right, With that said, yes. Who's that?
I just want to thank the board members for considering the motion. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it.
Don't mention it.
Absolutely. Democracy, man. Got to do it. All right. So P and B vote. So Ellen, with that, with the loss of the one, let me kind of big picture it.
And I
the
way redid, this is done is, I did redo the OPA vote and took out. And so we just have the four now. Okay. Listeners. All right. And just to make sure, I will even say the people that are running. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Kamal, yeah. You wanted to say something?
No. I was just going to give big picture that now we have a pool of candidates. The candidates we currently have. Our listener is Irene Adams. We have Julie Hewitt, Minerva Sanders, Dennis Williams. All right. Those are your listener candidates. For staff, we have Ron Pinchback.
Did you what say? We have okay. Is, so, all right.
What else? We have another one? Go ahead.
No, you said Irene, Julie, Minerva, and Dennis are the listeners.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah.
That's who I have. Okay. So with that, I think everybody's familiar with OPA vote. I believe we did use this, 2 months ago, I think, to complete a vote. And so what Ellen's going to do is you're going to get an email from her and you can rank your selections. You rank them one
through
four.
It won't be an email from me. It will be an email from OPA vote from their program, and they'll explain to you what you're going to do. And then I've written on there also what's going to happen, and it's going to be ranked voting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. Finish up. You're doing a great job, but go ahead.
I have a point of information.
Mr. Chair, I have a question. I may.
Finish. I have a point of information, Mr. Chair.
All right. Could hold on. You got a couple of. Hold on. Let me make sure this is not related. Go ahead, Eric, and then Ambrose.
If there is a singular candidate running on the staff slate, should not that candidate be omitted from the group? Is it, he's in by acclamation, it would appear, if there is a seat reserved for a staff candidate on the BNB from WPFW.
Correct.
Okay. So his name will not be on the list.
No.
Okay, thank you.
If it's only one person, no. And then you'll see that it will say that you're only three people can win for listeners. Can I go ahead and start the vote? Because it's going to take a while now.
Hold on, we have one more point.
I'm sorry, is it going to be ranked choice, Mr. Chair? Is it ranked choice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ambrose, go ahead.
Yes, Eric made my point. Thank you.
Okay, Ellen, go ahead and start that, and I'll continue with some other matters. Go ahead and hit go or send or whatever you have to do there. Eric, your hand's still there.
Oh,
do
I'm
you
sorry.
Have another
No more drama.
Okay. All right. What I would like for the, while you're doing that, what I'd like for members to do is just to make sure, I know we've asked this already, but that the program committees, community outreach committees, program committee, community outreach committee, and the finance committee, that each of us choose a committee to take part in. And the reason why I'm asking everyone to choose a committee is that it's very important that we not only come to this once a month meeting and express our ideas, thoughts, and really just kind of collect information. All of the really nuts and bolts work of the organization is going to be done in the committee. And so for you to kind of find this experience a viable one and to give as much as you can in terms of your abilities and skill set, it's best to be a part of the committee. All right. So what's going to be important going forward is that each of us choose a committee. You can choose more than one. So don't let me saying choose a committee limit you to just one. But between the standing ones, which are program, community outreach, and finance, we want to make sure at least you have some, stake in one of those committees. There are some additional ones that, again, we're going to be voting on tonight that are limited. So, I'm not going to ask you to participate there, but we want to make sure we've got a full slate of LSB delegates within each of those committees. All right. So that's my ask of everyone tonight, to make sure an email, since we're running behind on time, gets over to Ellen no later than, we'll call it, or prior to the holiday, the King holiday. We want all of that in by the 20th of January into Ellen, indicating your selection of committee or committees that you're going to participate in. Vanessa.
Hey, I'm not sure when is the appropriate time to raise this as an issue, but I sent three emails saying that I wanted to be on MASC, and somehow my name still is not on there.
I'm going to defer to Ellen on that.
And two of them were sent to the entire LSB.